Oh, yes. Hello, it's me. And I am up late editing video. My tomorrow's vlog deadline is looming. And I am piecing together parts of my day for your visual enjoyment. If you watch my YouTube vlogs, thank you. If you don't, subscribe! I'm just here. Yeah, I'm editing. This happens a lot in a YouTuber's life. You spend a lot of day time, hours wasting doing other things, and then when it comes down to it, you really just need to edit your video. So that's what I'm doing. And yeah, this is weird because I always feel like a D-bag saying it, but there's a website called homejoy.com. And they come into your house for like $100, and I have a 2-bedroom apartment. They come into my house and they'll clean everything. So it's like $140, you know, it's tip, whatever. And did I just reveal how much I tip? Is that not enough? I don't know. Seriously though, is $20 not enough of a tip for someone after you're already paying $120 for them to come into your house? And I don't necessarily have that dirty of a place. I just want a nice, you know, a deep cleaning. And I'm just kind of like, hey, maybe I should have homejoy.com come in and do it for me, and then I can just disappear for that time. And they say up to like 5 hours. So I don't know, up to 5 hours, starting at 1 p.m. I leave my home and let a complete stranger come in and clean. I don't really know. I mean, if there's anything in here that they really want and it's gone when I come home, then it's my own fault, right? It's only stuff. I mean, really, that's the bottom line. I have insurance. So I don't know, but I think, like, for me, like, this, you know, it's not something I would do every week. I mean, in the past I have, but I always feel weird, like, saying that in public, like, I've got cleaning people. It's not because I'm fancy or rich. It's just I'm that lazy. Like, I come in here and I create, edit videos and put up content and write jokes for my dumb radio show, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I probably should clean my apartment. Oh, I don't want to do that. How about I nap so I rest up for my radio show tonight? And then the cycle continues, and then before you know it, you've got kind of a messy place, and it, you know, bums you out. So having someone come in and kind of set you straight, like, oh, I've got a fresh start. It's nice. And then maybe they have them come in like once a month. It's only like $100. And you think about, like, you spend about $100 on your phone bill, on a bunch of other crap. And so treat yourself, fool. No, I'm seriously though. So I always think when you say you have a cleaning person coming in, it sounds fancy, but anybody who's had it, it's not that you're, it's just you're a lazy ass and you want to improve your conditions. And, you know, I've got 2 cats. I maintain that. I make sure they don't stink and all that kind of. But then the thing is, too, is they're coming in, so I feel like obligated to clean a little bit so they're not like, oh, this guy, what has he got, a meth lab in here or something? It's not honestly that bad. It's just worse than I prefer. Does that make any sense? Not really. But so I'm up late editing, thinking, okay, I've got to get to bed at a decent hour because the cleaning people are coming at 1:30 and I've got 2 deadlines tomorrow. One is my YouTube video. Another is a segment that I do for the radio network I work for. And I'm just like, oh, I've got to get all these things done because I'm going to have to clear the house. I'm going to have to leave. Vamos. You know, I don't want to have to I do all my work from home, and then I actually go into the radio station, and then, you know, I do my show from there. But if I had it my way, I'd do my show from home too. So, but it's good because some days it's the only time I leave the house. It's sad, and but at the same time, I know a lot of people do the same thing. We engross ourselves, our lives, into our work, and then our social lives or our personal lives kind of suffer. But believe me, it's probably for the better, because the things that I've done in my social life have only been, to me, deemed, what in the world are you doing? You know, like, I only get myself into trouble. So I keep myself busy with work, and then I can't screw my social life up that bad. You know, I've got a girlfriend. She doesn't live here. She lives in Canada. And so sometimes it's like, oh, well, I've got to fill that part of my life where she would normally, you know, be taking, like normally right now, I wouldn't be able to sit and edit a bunch of videos because I'd be hanging out with my girlfriend. And so my life is different. So instead of like hanging out with my hot girlfriend, having, you know, a fun time doing something fun or watching a movie with her, I'm up late night editing my dumb videos. But that said, you know, I think it's a good balance when you are in life and you're like, hey, you know, this is happening. Maybe your personal life is not the top priority. Maybe you just engross yourself in your work, you know? I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Either way, I got to get some videos edited, and I'm up late. I thought I would say hi on Audio Boo and see what you guys were doing. I always put out there what I'm doing. What are you doing? You know, what's your response to my my blah, blah, blah? Yes, I've had a few glasses of wine. You got to have some inspiration. I mean, they always say write drunk, edit sober. So I'm doing the opposite. I do my vlogging sober, and I edit with a couple of glasses of wine. So that's maybe why my YouTube career hasn't shot off. I don't know. Check out my videos if you haven't already. Subscribe to my channel and religiously watch me as if it's the only thing you have going. No, I'm just kidding. I know you have a lot more going than I do. But thanks for listening to me on Audio Boo. I mean, that's pretty awesome. And I love this app, and it just keeps getting better year after year. I've been with Audio Boo since like 2009. And it's strange to think that Audio Boo is like the friend that listens to me. So I hope whatever you're doing, you're having fun. And feel free to reply back or ask questions about anything. Watch my videos. MarconiBaloney.com has all my links on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. But YouTube.com/MarconiBaloney is my main channel. So yeah, check out my videos. I work really hard making stuff that I think people might want to watch. So I hope that you do too. Thank you. And is that it for now? Yeah, I guess so. And I plan to do more podcasting. If you're a fan that listens to my podcasts, I haven't done a podcast in a few weeks. I haven't been feeling up to par, and so I've been trying to rest. You know, after a while, my schedule gets off kilter. My girlfriend moved. I had a schedule that every day I would do things at a certain time and kind of got it worked out. And then she moved, and I just kind of like am all over the place. Like I'll go to bed at 6 in the morning and then wake up 2 hours later and then take a nap till like 5 and then go to work. It's insanity. But I don't know. Maybe that's the way I'll always be. Maybe that's why I'll die when I'm 60 instead of 80. But what are you going to do, right? You got to be yourself, even if it's unhealthy.